You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first there, old Mahoney?
Dave, let's get that bad news out the way.
Oh, boy. This is a rough night.
What happened?
Oh, man.
A guy was found running through the street naked, and he claims that he was kidnapped by two people and then dropped off. Mm-hmm. Now police are looking for the two men that are responsible. But police say that there was a lot of bad decisions on both sides that led up to the bizarre scene. It all started when the victim went to a strip club at 3 a.m. So he started the strip club experience at 3 a.m. An hour later, he met up with a dancer at a 24-hour restaurant called Mama Lou's.
Mama Lou's.
Which, if you're going to go to a strip club at 3 a.m., why an hour later are you at a restaurant meeting a stripper? Whatever. So he's at Mama Lou's at 4 a.m.
Only 3 stars on Yelp.
Oh, really?
3 stars.
Mama Lou's,
well,
at the strip club.
Wait. Mama Lou's, 3 stars on Facebook, 4 stars on Yelp. Only
okay.
22 reviews, though.
Okay.
I was there, and I met two men, he said. And one of them had a Jeep just like the male victim.
Okay.
And the male victim liked that Jeep. And he mentioned, hey, I like your Jeep.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, isn't that nice? And then one of the men said, hey, I have Jeep tops for sale at my warehouse.
Mm.
Keep in mind, weird restaurant after a strip club, 4 a.m.
Okay.
Stripper. Two guys, no idea where the two guys came from.
And it's kind of cold outside, too.
A little chilly.
Even in Oklahoma?
Definitely in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Seems safe, though.
Well, it gets better.
Oh.
I mean, so they're in a public place, and
I mean,
they
Dave,
thought, well, let's go somewhere less public.
Okay.
Black Friday is almost upon us, so maybe this was one of those
like
Black
early
Friday deals.
Okay.
All four went to the storage facility.
Okay.
A little after 4 a.m. And before they went inside, the men told the two victims they needed to pat them down for safety. So, you know,
okay,
totally normal stuff.
Sure.
And the victims were like, you betcha.
Well, Dave, I don't know if you've been in the world of selling Jeep hard tops lately. It gets wild, man.
Oh.
You got to make sure that people are packing heat when you're trying to get them the best deal on this brand new 1999 Jeep hard top.
Once inside, the victims told police the suspects laid out lines of cocaine. And the stripper and the Jeep top buyer were like, no way. Nah, we're not doing that.
Can this get any better?
We're just here to buy the tops of Jeeps. Well, allegedly, the men forced them to snort it.
How? Oh.
The two men then allegedly demanded money from the male victim before driving him to a remote street, telling him to strip off all of his clothes, and then dropped him off naked. That's when neighbors spotted him and called the police. The police went to talk to the dancer separately, and her story corroborated the other victim.
It matched up.
It matched up. I mean, even if they just totally fabricated all of this, there was no two other guys and everything else, the fact that their story synced is amazing. So I don't know if this is bad news or good news.
I don't know.
Nobody got hurt. You got some free cocaine, and you probably were able to get a pulse of the Jeep top market resale efforts that are going on in somewhere, nowhere, Oklahoma. That's great, man. What a productive night.
When I tried to do the hard sell, Dave.
Yeah.
Of the hard top.
The hard top hard sell?
Yes.
Yeah. I got you.
You know, one of the methods that they teach you in used hard top selling school is to really, you know, you apply them with the drugs first.
You always start by forcing them to do your expensive cocaine for free.
Yes. And then ask for the money afterwards.
Right.
Because that's how it should go.
The hard drug, hard top, high top resale market.
We didn't go to school for this. That's why we didn't have.
That's what we like to call it.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do any of you, like, feel comfortable being naked in public? Not necessarily doing anything in particular, just, I don't know, being naked. I'm cool with it.
Message deleted.
Nah, man, barely comfortable being naked in private. There's any reflective surfaces nearby, I'm like, no, look away.
Well, I mean, usually those are
put
like
your
bad
phone
angles.
On that boat.
Those are bad angles, man.
Yeah, man, it's weird angles.
Yeah.
No, man, who wants to be naked in public?
I feel like it's worse if you're doing nothing naked, then you're actually doing something. I feel like if you were doing some sort of activity or if you were moving, but if you're kind of just standing around naked, that's way weirder than if you were doing something.
Yes.
So you can never go on like those naked beaches.
At no. least then you're doing something though. I mean, like you're walking, you're going somewhere, you're galloping like a gazelle across the beach.
There are a handful of men who are probably super comfortable being at a nude beach. None of us are that guy.
I'm not that guy. And Ian?
No matter how warm it is outside, it's always cold enough.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It's always too cold.
Yeah, cause water gets wet, or the water gets you wet. And then you're just,
water gets wet.
The water does get wet as well.
It's true. It does. Yeah.
That's a true.
I love being naked. I got no problem with it.
In public?
If it was socially acceptable, yeah, of course. I got no problem.
Ian is the guy that does like the naked bike rides and stuff.
You're right.
I got
no problem with it. It's not uncomfortable for me. Like, there's nothing I could do about my body.
I can't imagine anything worse.
There's lots you can do about your body.
No, there's nothing I could do about my body.
You can work out. You can do more cardio. You can.
Well,
I don't need to.
Skinny,
I don't need to.
As it is, like
you can put some
thick
muscle on. You know, I mean, there's lots of things you can do about your body.
There's people that like physiques like mine, Dave.
Oh, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with your body.
Okay.
You got a lovely body. I'm just saying.
Don't you call my body lovely?
It's a lovely body.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
That's why I like being naked. Because I know I have a lovely body.
It's like a 2x4.
I have no response to that, Dave. I really don't.
It's a softwood. It's a softwood.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Anytime I go to someone's house that has one of those, like, video doorbells, I just move it. My butt is all over now because of those things.
Message deleted.
You're annoying.
Shut up. Try hard.
Can you imagine inviting some loser over and he's mooning your video doorbell? You're like, I don't want to see your butt, Stanley.
Well, button, I get it. It's the video camera. Cool.
Hilarious.
Like in this day and age, the Ring doorbells, the Nests of the world, a lot of people are moving towards those. There's a reason why.
Yes, they're great.
They become some of the biggest tech companies out there, and it's going to be one of the hottest gifts of the holiday season.
So the Ring doorbell, the guy who invented that, actually went on Shark Tank and asked for a deal, and nobody invested in his company.
Oh, they messed up bad.
They messed up so bad, he actually, for the first time ever, was back on Shark Tank as one of the investors because he's made so much money when Amazon bought his company.
Oh, I didn't realize Amazon owns Ring.
Yep.
Well, you own like 7 rings.
I love the Ring doorbell.
Yeah.
I'm not getting paid to say this. I would love to get paid to say this, but the rings are awesome. Especially when you have a bunch of squatters next door.
That's a blessing.
I watch your every move, bitch.
My only problem is with my Ring doorbell is that my house is very close to the street.
So anytime a car goes by, you get
Yeah, it's not like somebody walking up.
Yeah.
It's just like any kind of movement.
It's almost the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah, so like you ignore all of the notifications because it's always just a car going by, except for that one time it's actually going to be me kicking in your front door to steal your TV.
I need a secondary ring inside the house, though. That's what. So you got a ring that I ignore, but the ring inside the house will alert me.
Well, yeah, just keep going.
Multiple layers of security.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. They're pretty affordable now, actually.
Like $100.
Yeah, totally worth it.
Makes a great holiday gift.
Please
not sponsored by Mahoney.
Are you going to start shouting out your Amazon wish list?
Please leave a message after the tone.
It's 3 in the morning, and I have things to do in the morning. But I find myself here on my phone watching downhill mountain biking. That's like the most impressive thing I've seen in a long time. Like the old X Games, if you guys ever watched that, where they had like the downhill street luge. Regardless, it's super impressive. All right. Have a good morning, guys. Bye.
Message deleted.
Did he say he's super busy in the mornings, but he's sitting there watching downhill mountain biking instead of doing work?
But I like that he's up at 3 in the morning and he's thinking about us.
Yeah, thanks for calling us and leaving us a message, sir.
And he makes I don't blame him. If you're going to watch something at 3 in the morning and you got a busy day tomorrow, downhill mountain biking, very exciting.
It's better than going down a rabbit hole on Twitter and just getting mad about politics again.
Yeah. And then you can't go to sleep.
Yeah.
Like the downhill mountain biking, which, again, now that I'm thinking about it, like watching that, like how do these guys not die? How are you just not like I try to go down a step and it's almost all over.
Many of them die. I'm pretty sure. I like that.
Do they?
Yeah, that's people get seriously injured doing that crap all of the time.
Oh, injured.
You just don't see those videos. I mean,
didn't you do a street luge for Red Bull once?
Boxcar races.
Same thing.
Kinda. I mean, I didn't do it. I was like one of the commentators.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was gonna say, like, I've
throwing
never...
like big old hands of hay into the drivers' faces.
So real quick, it was in Philadelphia, and it was like a torrential downpour that day, and they had to close down the event a couple of times because, like, the streets get lined, and it was down this really steep road in Philadelphia that's known for like bike races and stuff because it's such a steep road. They'd converted that into the course, but they had to close the course a couple of times because people were so drunk they kept slipping off of the little stoops that they were sitting on trying to watch the races, and some dude cracked his head open, and so people were rather restless. And it's also Philadelphia, and so people are drunk a-holes.
It's the city that threw snowballs at Santa Claus.
Snowballs with D batteries inside of them at Santa Claus.
With bowlers
at a football
inside
game.
Of them.
Yeah, that actually happened.
Yeah.
But so these people were going down this really steep road on a wet surface, already fairly dangerous, and these drunk a-holes in Philadelphia were taking handfuls of hay because they used bales of hay to line the course so that way if these people wiped out, they wouldn't just go crashing into a crowd of people.
There'd be something to stop them. Yeah.
And they were taking handfuls of hay and throwing it into the face of the drivers as they were going by.
Ow.
So they couldn't see anything. And a handful of hay is rather prickly as well.
Yeah.
And
when there's dozens of drunk a-holes doing it.
Goggles? Yeah,
they had goggles on, but like still you're getting like these huge, like it's wet hay that's sticking to your goggles so you can't see anything.
As the drivers went by and they got hit in the face with it, were they like,
hey!
Yes.
Hey!
Yes.
Yes, it was.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
The Nevada Department of Taxation said on Wednesday that marijuana tax revenues at retail and wholesale generated $8.1 million in August alone. That's a record, and that is $3.2 million higher than the same month in 2017.
Wow.
$3.2 million more.
Yeah, I'm not shocked by this. I mean, they've got the supply chain figured out. The weights are down drastically. If you remember back in August of last year, the weights were still pretty long.
Mm-hmm.
So, probably a good sign.
The previous record, there's
way more places around Nevada as well.
The previous record was $7.9 million in July. So it's just like every single month, it's just ticking up and ticking up.
And that's if you're wondering how much money that is per year, that's almost $100 million. That's $96 million a year in taxes.
And
off
what do you know? Society has not fallen apart.
No, actually, it seems like Las Vegas seems like a nicer place.
Does it?
Yeah, since then, a year ago.
Everybody's chill.
Yeah, I would say, and that's a lot of money that's just sitting around, could be doing some good stuff.
Like helping out our kids and our schools?
Yeah.
Because the money's not going to schools.
Which
right
is
now
what we had agreed to, right?
Yeah, and not maybe being bamboozled and paid into the stadium. Let's not see that happen.
I don't think that's happening.
Oh, you don't think that's happening?
I don't think that's happening.
Do you think that's happening?
That that's happening, or are you just wildly speculating again?
I know things.
Okay, all right. Licensed dispensaries and retail stores reported $48.8 million in sales in August, which is pretty good. Includes medical marijuana, adult use marijuana, and marijuana-related goods.
They make places. They have places now that will even deliver weed to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You don't even have to go to the store anymore.
You're too high to go anywhere.
I like that.
That's great.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a service that I feel like should exist.
Do they have that for alcohol? Can you like get alcohol delivered to you as well?
Yeah, but I'm not. It's
where?
I know that you can do that in other cities. I've just never seen or heard of it in Las Vegas.
There are. I don't think any of the stores do it. Or at least I haven't seen any of the stores that do it like through them. But there are third party people who do that.
So if you want to pay club prices for a bottle of vodka while at home, that's how you go about doing
it. It's like you're at the club.
Yeah, it's great. Well, they come in with sparklers on it.
Yeah.
And
you have to supply the music, and you're like,
somebody throws a cake at me. Like, what's happening?
You put on a corset for whatever reason. I just feel so pretty.
So pretty.
Hourglass shape.
So a girlfriend that is, you know, caught up in this whole thing with the GoFundMe scam, her and her boyfriend had been in cahoots with the homeless vet that supposedly they were raising money for because he had given them his last $20. Mm-hmm. A really touching story. And then everyone's like, this seems a little off because all of a sudden the boyfriend and the girlfriend are buying all these luxury vehicles and going on expensive vacations. And you're like,
instead of like giving the guy the money or putting it in an account, they just let him live in a trailer on their land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That seemed odd at first as well. Just a very convoluted story, and now it turns out they're all ass clowns.
And she is now turning on her boyfriend. So she is being charged in the scheme, and she said that she was duped.
Oh.
She has secret recordings to prove it. There was a recording made on September 2nd after Bobbitt sued the couple, claiming that they were raiding his funds and throwing the scheme into jeopardy. Quote, "You started the whole effing thing. You did everything. I had no part in any of this, and I'm the one taking the effing fall," the woman said in the audio recording released to Good Morning America. In the secret audio, the man is heard telling the woman, "You don't go to jail for lying on TV, you dumb B-word." McClure's attorney said her reluctance to reveal the scam was because she was concerned about people not giving to causes like this one, because at her core, she wanted to help this.
Bless her soul, Dave. Bless her soul.
So when all the money was coming in, she didn't think it was like suspicious or anything. Like
No, she didn't have any problem spending the money.
Okay.
Yeah, no. That was not where she had the issue.
I'm gonna go ahead and judge a book by its cover. Mm-hmm. She definitely looks like someone who was in on the scam.
And if you lied to steal money in the first place, why would we believe you that you were not lying to try to save your own ass now?
Yeah.
You're guilty.
No, she wouldn't lie twice.
You're guilty,
would
Dave.
She? Ah, and finally,
maybe
police
should start a GoFundMe. Can we start the opposite of a GoFundMe where we like just go there and we take their money?
Take their stuff. I'll go loot me.
Yeah.
And
I'm in on that.
Police in Massachusetts shared a video of a suspected individual chasing the vehicle that was, quote, armed and delicious. It was a turkey aggressively chasing after a patrol car. I liked it. Here we are in 2018. And some people, you know, obviously have been pretty frustrated this year. Tensions are higher with, you know, politics and everything else. And people say we're more divided and this and that. I like that in 2018, the turkeys have finally had enough. They're like,
you know what?
Screw this. Screw you. I don't care if you're a cop with a gun. I'm going to chase you.
That's how you become dinner, turkey.
You think?
Tase his ass? I mean, how long do you tase a turkey for?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Lazy Bones Mahomes.
Do I have to?
AJ is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. How you doing, AJ?
I'm good. Good morning.
So you listen to the show enough to have a pretty good grasp on how epically lazy Mahoney is, or no?
I've heard some rumors.
All right.
I don't appreciate you, Dave, slandering my good name.
You don't have
it's
a good
not
name.
Epically lazy. Don't be mad because I've just figured out how to work smarter, not harder than you.
Okay. Well, it's not me that's frustrated. It's your fiance. She's the one that sends me all of these.
I met a wise man once by a lake, and he told me on a cloudy day, much like today, if you want the key to success in life, need to work smarter, not harder. And I took that to heart, Dave.
I thought that was your grandpappy pap that told you
also
that.
Also my grandpappy pap.
What about your teacher?
And I thought you said it was your teacher
and my
that
teacher
told you that as well. Okay, all right.
And my dad.
And a dude by a lake on a cloudy day.
Yeah.
He was a wise man. Ah, yes. All right, so AJ, here's how it works. I'm going to give you three facts. These all come from Mahoney's fiance, talking about things that he has done that are incredibly lazy. Two of them are absolutely true. One of them is not. If you are able to determine which one is the fake one, then we will set you up, okay?
Sounds great.
Here is fact number one. Mahoney used to watch a Gordon Ramsay video every Thanksgiving and Christmas and roast a turkey for our family get-togethers at our house. However, in recent years, his laziness has taken over, and he has resorted to ordering a turkey from a barbecue place that he likes. The problem is, he's too lazy to go pick it up. Somehow, he convinced me to go pick up his smoked turkey on his way home from work, which I'll have you know is not on my way home at all. And it stunk up my car with the disgusting smell of turkey juice. Happy Thanksgiving. It is worth noting that Mahoney's fiance is a vegetarian.
Yeah.
And so her having a large bird carcass in her vehicle is probably less than ideal.
Anybody knows, if they've been out shopping recently, that grocery stores, Costco, Walmart, all of those are just crazy busy right now because of the holiday.
Right, yes.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
And I've been very busy as well. So I asked her to do something for me. That was picking up the bird because, well, I had things going on. I needed to golf.
You needed to golf.
I see.
I needed to golf, and I had another business meeting in the afternoon. And be fair, the barbecue place that is smoking that turkey is much closer to her work than it is to mine.
On to fact number two. On Sunday, I washed our sheets in an effort to keep our house lovely and clean. I heard Mahoney wail from our bedroom, lamenting that we didn't have any sheets on the bed, and he intended to nap and was now in peril. He pulled the pillowcases off of the guest bedroom bed and proceeded to take a 3-hour scratchy, irritating nap atop the mattress pad. I could just hear him. Oh, baby! Baby!
She knows on the weekends, after we eat lunch, we come home and we take a nice little mid-afternoon nap.
A 3-hour mid-afternoon
nap? A
little
nappy?
She's exaggerating right there. It was 2 hours.
Okay.
According to my Fitbit, it was 2 hours.
I see.
All right.
So it was not a 3-hour nap. Thus, you know, my disdain for not having... Have you ever tried to sleep on a mattress only a scratchy-ass Brillo-esque mattress pad on there? It was not comfortable.
And last but not least... Mahoney has been snoring a lot lately. We think it's because it's dry in the house and our old humidifier was broken. Mahoney bought a fancy Dyson humidifier because he thought he wouldn't have to clean it. However, upon getting it home and reading the manual, we found out that it does, in fact, have to be periodically cleaned. I decided to take a stand and refused to clean it. Now it sits unused and unclean as Mahoney saws logs every single night in my ear. Really glad I took that stand.
So here's the thing. I said if I buy this Dyson humidifier, which cost $1 billion,
right?
Because for whatever reason, Dyson, every Dyson product in the world, even when you buy them at Costco, still is like $400 for a humidifier.
Right.
I said, if I buy it, you clean it. And she said, fine, if you buy the stuff to clean it. I ordered the stuff to clean it. She has not cleaned it.
Mm. Huh.
I feel like it's only fair if I buy,
this is good.
You clean.
You should throw her under the bus on the radio when she's not able to defend herself. All right, so AJ, over to you on this one for the win. Which one of those is not true? Is it the picking up the turkey, the Sunday nap, or the humidifier?
I think it's between one and three, between the turkey and humidifier. He said that he used to cook turkeys. I find that hard to believe. I just do. I don't know why.
Really? I used to do a lot of things. I used to work hard, but then I found a way to do it smarter, not harder.
Wise man by the lake on a cloudy day told you.
That's right.
All right. Final answer number one?
No. I think final answer would be number three.
Are you sure?
Sure. You sure about that?
Sure about that?
Sure about that?
Huh.
I'll go number three.
Are you sure?
We're all asking you, are you sure?
You're killing me here. The turkey sounds good, but...
It does, doesn't it?
It does. I don't know his spending habits. Dyson's are expensive.
So which one are you going with? Which one are you going with?
Which one are you looking at?
You're killing me, Smalls. I'm looking at... I'm going to go with number one.
There you go! Wow! Yay! Wow! Yay!
Yeah. We're killing you. You're killing this bitch.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative. X107.5.
So Ford has decided they want to eliminate the new car smell. And I guess it's because people in China don't like the new car smell.
Hey, China, you're stupid. You're real stupid, China.
The new car smell is wonderful.
It's great.
That's 99% of the reason why you buy a new car.
It's like the sign of accomplishment. Like you've finally been able to buy a new car.
Yeah.
Instead of a old used piece of crap.
Yeah, that's been farted in 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
You just get in there and you... Oh, God, this smells so good. I mean, I hope this is only for the China market, because if you start doing this for American cars, I bet you see a... This may be the worst decision a major American company has made since Coke decided to put out Coke 2.
Oh, I thought you were going to say since Coke decided to remove the cocaine.
Well, that too.
Coke 2?
Yeah,
it's a little bit before your time. They took Coke, which is a classic flavor that they had for 100 years, and then they changed it, and it sucked. It was really sweet and tasted more like Pepsi, and people were like, no, go back to the original.
All right, quick survey, Black Friday shopping, love it or hate it?
I will not go out. I will shop online.
Okay. Sylvia?
Online shopping.
No going out, then. Mm-hmm. Ian?
No going out. Too many people.
Yep.
Yeah. Way too many
people suck.
Yeah,
and they like it becomes Lord of the Flies when you're just trying to get a damn toaster.
And it's all people in like SpongeBob pajama pants and stuff. It's just like, I don't want to deal with you people.
I don't know about you guys, but even if, forget Black Friday. There's 0% chance that I would ever go out on Black Friday. Just going to the grocery store annoys me now.
Yeah,
I went to Costco over the weekend, and
by the way, you are a maniac going to Costco on the weekend
over a holiday weekend.
Oh my God,
yeah, you crazy?
It was buck ass wild.
Yeah.
We almost had to get into a fight in the parking lot over 2 parking spaces.
Oh, dang.
Oh, because you were double parked and somebody got mad at you?
No, we weren't double parked. No, there were some old people that were trying to just act like they were old and they didn't know the rules of the parking lot.
You know what's going on, old person.
You've been around long enough.
Uh-huh.
You almost got in a fight with an elderly couple?
Also, you know, you're going to be dead soon. I still got plenty of my life to live. Let me get that spot.
Well, they did a little psychological survey of people that actually enjoy going out, and they said that the people that like going out for Black Friday shopping enjoy the experience of interacting with others, the social experience of being out shopping.
I don't know.
Whereas the people that hate it are traditionally the people that I definitely classify myself as, the ones that are goal-oriented. It's like, I want to go in as quickly as possible and get out, which is why it drives me nuts when a grocery store decides to reorganize everything. Oh, we're making it more friendly. We're going to put this new salad bar. Yeah. Shut up. I knew where everything was, and you ruined it.
Let me ask you guys this. Your Black Friday shopping.
Uh-huh.
Is it more for you or for the holiday season?
It always ends up in concept being for the holiday season and for others. And then I go into my rabbit hole of self-indulgence, and I just buy myself a bunch of stuff, and I'm like, dang.
Because, like,
everything
is like, you get a lot of discount and, like, savings and everything. I can't pass that up.
I'm like, man, this is a cute outfit for my daughter, but I also would look really good in those new Nikes that they have on sale over there.
Levi's 40% off.
Oh, look out.
And when are those Nikes ever going to be on sale?
Right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, probably. Oh. So there is a new Santa app. Have you guys heard about this? The reason why it's making headlines is because a mom downloaded the app, and the whole thing is that with this Santa app, you're supposed to be able to get a call from Santa Claus, which is kind of cute, right?
Cute.
Instead, the app threatens murder, which is a little different. We have the audio.
Well, seems innocent, right?
Hello there. Can you hear me? In the Five Nights, I'm here for you. I will look for you, and I will find you, and I will kill you.
What the hell? And that's apparently a phone call of Santa.
Is Santa Liam Neeson?
Liam Neeson? Give me back my reindeer.
You've taken my elf. I have a very special set of skills.
I have a very specific set of skills that make elf thieves like you a nightmare.
Mostly those special set of skills include creating elf slave labor.
Do the elves ever get paid?
No, they don't. It's a horrible sweatshop that they're running up there. What is going on?
No.
Stop that. I mean, that's what Liam Neeson would do if he was if he was Santa.
It was like
not the real Kris Kringle.
All right.
I mean, Liam Neeson is Santa Claus. I feel like we got to make that happen.
You've seen Bad Santa, though. Billy Bob Thornton, right?
No, never saw
it. You never saw that movie? Really?
What?
Pretty good movie,
is it?
Should it? Maybe, I mean, don't watch it with your daughter.
Yes, it's
not.
My daughter is just now turning the corner on not hating Santa Claus, and I feel like that would ruin it for her.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, don't do that.
It also traumatize her.
Don't download that app.
Yeah, that's it's called the Santa Claus app, and there's one that's listed as Santa Call New 2018, and it threatens to murder your kids.
Are you sure it's not Satan?
Dave and Mahoney.
Hello, this is the Dark Lord. Just wanted to let you know I'm going to kill you.
Old Beelzebub here. How to do? Just wanted to ring your bell.
He's very chill.
Beelzebub's really laid back.
Really cool
Southern,
guy.
Southern as well. I mean, I guess he would. I guess
he
is
would be Southern.
Hey, man, it's Beelzebub.
It's hot down here.
I'm Georgia. Going to kill you and damn everything straight to hell. Yeehaw!
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
The Missed Connection Inspection is us doing our duty to help people find love. And the holidays are coming up, obviously, and so people may be looking a little harder than usual, maybe trying to reignite an old flame. That happens in a couple of these. These are all write-ups taken directly from the pages of Craigslist, where all true love stories begin.
They want someone to cuddle with during the holidays.
This one, very specific, and you guys see if you're able to figure this one out. It's titled, Jason Bricker. I'm looking for Jason Bricker. We went to school together. I was quiet, but had a crush on him. We snuck off one day and went for a drive. We left right after history. I wish I would have told him over 20 years ago how I felt. Still thinking of you and hope things are good for you.
Over 20 years ago.
Miss you, my friend.
Well, I'm currently doing a Facebook search for Jason Bricker.
Okay.
You couldn't go on Facebook?
Yeah, like you're already on the internet.
Yeah.
There's quite a few Jason Brickers out
there.
Oh, no. So that could be why this misconnection needed to be placed.
I see.
That long afternoon drive.
Yeah.
Next one. You complimented me in my jeans. Who doesn't like a nice compliment, right?
Especially if you're in jeans.
We bumped into each other, and you made a comment about the car keys in my pocket. I told you it wasn't keys.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Well.
And this is where things get a little dicey, because maybe there's some...
Was it change? Was it some Mentos?
Saw you a few hours later, and you asked me if I'd like to meet at Hot Ditch. Is that code for something? And then the next line is just as confusing. I'm looking for panties to wear.
Okay. Well, maybe he's just trying to get an all-in-one type of post out there, Dave. You don't have time to make multiple posts.
I see.
About that. You know, he is looking for the guy who complimented his keys in his pocket.
Yeah. Oh, you think this is male for male?
Yeah. Definitely.
All right.
I mean, like, as... I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm not that lucky. I've never had anybody say, those are great jeans that you're wearing, or those are some great car keys in your pocket.
What
you got there?
Janitor? That's a large ring of keys you have in your pocket.
Yeah, why are they complimenting the keys? Like, what is this, you know?
Like, what is, that is scary.
Yeah, did he have a medical, incident, years ago?
It reminds me of whatever those, what are those, gars? Yeah. Those fish that had
crazy teeth. Yes.
That's what, ooh.
This one, Chili's Bar, Saturday night.
Hell yeah. It's popping off.
I really hope you find this. I was having dinner with a group of friends at the bar. Which, hang on. Who has dinner with a group of friends at the bar?
The funnest people out there, Dave. We're tearing it up on a Saturday night here at Chili's. This is our spot.
I came in and sat one chair away from you. We exchanged a few words. ... Had my wife not been there.
Oh.
Winky smiley face.
Oh, man.
Well, I walked out there with a huge smile and a wondering mind. Thanks to you, the sexy woman, one chair away. Thanks again for the invite. What is going on here? I'm so confused.
What?
And he put the had my wife not been there in quotes.
Yeah.
Just the word had in quotes. I don't understand what's... And he misspelled Chili's. He can't do that.
Oh, no.
He put the E?
No, he put two L's in there.
Two L's.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Also, maybe just talk to your wife. See if she's into it.
Yeah.
You're already at a Chili's on a Saturday night. Anything is possible.
You can get freaky.
This one, Meg's the nurse. And this is a male for a female.
Okay.
We chatted a few months ago last year. I was grumpy. You know what I think about a lot? How beautiful and intelligent you are. We had the best phone conversations. I really wanted to meet you. Whatever. And shut up.
What?
This is the strangest misconnection inspection we have ever done.
It's playing hard to get.
maybe he wants to, maybe they have a playful thing like where he's grumpy and she ignores him.
Type of
situation going on.
Okay. How
miss
fun.
Miss you, grumpy.
Ugh. This one, Walmart, I had the beard. Walked by a couple of times. Think you may have known. I'm the average younger looking guy with the beard you kept eyeing. Not sure if it was my beard or if the half I had going on at the time.
Oh, my goodness. You had keys too?
You should be arrested if you're walking around Walmart half-cocked. Get out of here.
Can we say that? I don't know.
Talking about your gun.
Oh, okay.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Okay.
I hope that's a gun. Kathy, you delete me in Bumble is the headline.
Kathy.
Come on.
You delete me from Bumble. I wanted to invite you for drinks, but I believe you were tired of emails. I am the sailor. If you know who I am, I will invite you for a full date. Winky smiley face.
Hey, bro.
What about the half date?
As a sailor, you should know that there are many fish in the sea. And if you've been deleted on Bumble.
Kathy has gotten away from
you.
Yes,
she has. Freed herself from that hook.
That ship has sailed.
Indeed.
Oh, we'll have you.
Two more. This one, very hairy guy at Dunkin' Donuts. I was sitting across from you and could not help but notice all that beautiful hair on your chest, arms, and hands.
Hands?
Hairy palms.
I guess I got knuckle hair.
I guess.
Or that space between the knuckles.
Yeah, not actual knuckle hair.
Yeah.
You kept looking up to me. However, I was a little shy to look back. I know you were interested, but I had to leave. I was the older guy in my late 40s with a gray suit and tie.
Dressing up fancy.
All right. And the final one here today in the misconnection inspection, I fixed your computer. I stopped by to fix your computer a few months ago. We struck up a good conversation as I got your laptop quickly working again. You complimented me for being in good shape for an older guy. You were looking hot in your yoga pants. We made out for a while and it got hot, but the damn kids came home from school.
Oh, no.
And then he put, do you remember? Do you remember? You invited a stranger from Geek Squad into your house. You have his tongue down your throat. I hope that you remember Cindy in your hot yoga pants.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Well, the end of the year is coming up, and a teacher decided that she is going to make one last hard push for that Teacher of the Year award that gives given out at the end of every year. So here she is making a real, real dash towards the finish line.
Well, Dave, it's always important to leave a big impression near the end of the year because the ones early on in the year kind of get forgotten.
Yeah.
Her name is Lisa Marzalek. We'll call her Ms. Marzalek. She's a science teacher from a middle school, and she is charged with two felony counts of possession with intent to deliver a bunch of drugs along with drug paraphernalia. And what's really amazing about this story is that she was busted hours before she was going to leave to chaperone a student field trip, which I imagine just got a whole lot less exciting.
Yeah.
State prosecutors say they seized cocaine, methamphetamine, and hundreds of prescription pills from the teacher. Miss Marzalek.
This sounds like a direct-to-TV version of Breaking Bad. Or like the network version.
Like you'd find this on Lifetime.
Yeah.
Lifetime channel.
Agent sees 250 prescription Adderall pills, an ounce of blow, 7 grams of meth.
An ounce of coke.
Yeah.
Woo.
Say the drugs had a street value of more than $7,000. She has been paid by the administrative leave that she has been placed on. She's on paid administrative leave until they figure this thing out.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes.
Yeah, I guess so.
But she will, she will not be back next season.
Probably not.
An officer apprehended a small alligator that walked into a Walmart in Florida late Tuesday night. The gator was captured in good health and relocated to a safer location. The officer scooped him up and escorted him off the property, gave him a trespass warning.
Scooped him up.
Scooped him up.
I mean, what if that gator had some stuff he needed to do, man?
Like
he
Thanksgiving?
Had to go get diapers or something, or, you know, really needed some Pepto with the holidays coming. And this officer just escorts him out immediately. I don't like that. Not one bit. Let that gator shop. His money spins.
That's a weird stand to take, Mahoney, but I'm with you.
Let that gator shop. No, I like that.
So police are searching for a man seen on surveillance pushing a vending machine into an elevator and taking it from the first floor up to the eighth floor. The man was allegedly trying to steal from the vending machine. Police say the machine was found with damage to its money slot. Surveillance video shows the suspect carefully maneuvering the large machine from a corner of the first floor of the Miami apartment building in May. And after 3 minutes of scooting the machine inch by inch, the suspect manages to push the machine full of food into the elevator. Police say the man was unsuccessful in retrieving either money or food from the machine. He then left the scene.
I was really hoping, because I was watching this video, and moving a vending machine, not easy by any stretch of the imagination.
No, like, yeah, trying to push a refrigerator. Yeah.
But I was really hoping it was going to fall on him.
The police are still searching for the man. He's believed to be in his 50s or 60s. Here an officer talks about it.
He's stealing a vending machine.
He was quite brazen, and he was all caught on camera. When he got to the eighth floor, he pushed it onto the hallway, and it appears that he was intending to take the money that was inside the vending machine. What he wanted to do was either take the money or also take the vending machine.
I can't believe he didn't take any of the chili cheese Fritos in there.
I was just thinking about the food.
I know,
totally
man.
Forgot about the money.
What are you doing, man? You could have cleaned up. You could have been living large. You could have been Cheeto rich.
Funyuns.
Cheeto rich.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, a 37-year-old man by the name of Gregory Sheets was arrested on Saturday after he went into a Walmart, filled up his cart with a bunch of stuff, and walked straight out the door without paying for any of it. Now, what makes this story even more interesting is that once he got outside, police said the customer noticed Gregory Sheets trying to sell the items in the very parking lot of the Walmart that he had just stolen all of the stuff from. And so they just walked inside and notified the loss prevention officer, who clearly was not doing his job up to the point.
Honestly.
He went outside and told Sheets to bring the shopping cart back inside, prompting Sheets to leave all of the property and try to take off running. Officers say they found Sheets in the parking lot of a nearby Wendy's with another cart after the wheels locked off due to it being taken off the property. Authority also found hundreds of dollars worth of stolen items, including oil, a bucket, and a bike. Sheets, who was previously convicted on one charge of theft and was out on bond for another, was charged with possession of a grocery cart and grand theft.
Any word on if he was trying to sell to that alligator that got booted out?
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
America needs to know the biggest misconception about radio. You know, we all think it's easy and fun, but you guys need to set the record straight on this one.
Message deleted.
No, it's easy and fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
It just never ends.
Yeah.
That's the big problem about radio, especially
most people
morning
can't
radio.
Handle the grind, right? I mean, waking up early and all that stuff. A lot of people have to do that.
Yep. You do it every day, no matter what, especially if you're listening right now.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, you have to wake up every day and be on, and that can be a challenge sometimes. But like Mahoney said, it's not like when you're doing a TV show, for example, and or even if you're a broadcaster talking about football. Like, there's seasons to that, and it's over, and there's a beginning, and there's a middle, and there's an end. Whereas this, it's just, you know, we do it every day. Luckily, like, if you love doing this, this is a lot of fun. I can't imagine waking up every morning and doing anything other than this. This is what I've always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So it's something that most people couldn't do because it's too much of a grind, and if you don't really love it, that gets exposed pretty quickly. But if you do love it, it's great.
And like you said, you have to be on, and you can't be just like a grudge or like, you know, all like whatever.
More like meh, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, meh. No, but like you said, you have to be on. You have to be like cheerful, or you have to have like a certain personality.
I don't know if you have to be cheerful. You just need to be.
Mahoney is not cheerful.
You
every
need
morning.
To
Let's
be
not
engaged.
Kid ourselves.
And on top of that, I think, you know, there's some people out there, and I hate radio people. I do. There's so many crappy ones who ruin it for the rest of us. But they're like, nobody else could do my job. I'm like, yes, anybody
Almost
can.
Anyone can.
Almost anybody can. Yeah. Dave and I are proof of that. Mm-hmm. But the
take that, Howard Stern.
The proof
Adam
is,
Carolla.
But the thing that most people cannot do is do your job for an extended period of time. Because, it, like I said, it doesn't matter what you did yesterday. It doesn't matter what you're doing right now. Tomorrow, it will be here, and it's the next day, and the next day, and the next day. And it's even worse if you're doing it with somebody who you don't like, much like a relationship.
Right, yeah. We're shut in a room for 4 hours to together every single day. And it's a relatively small room, right? And so if you actively don't like the person, or you feel like the person that you're working with does not have the best interest of the show and the radio station and everything else in mind, that sucks. And I think that translates to any job.
Yep.
Like if the person is just out for themselves and they're not there to try to further the team's efforts or the company's efforts or anything else, they're just a bad person to work with.
When it's a team effort.
Right, when it's a team environment.
It's not like you're
but
doing...
Most jobs, at least to some degree, require teamwork.
Yeah.
Other people to help out. And if the person's just looking out for themselves, they're just not fun to work with.
Run into problems.
Or if they're gassy. We have no farting
in the studio policy, which Sylvia has broken many times.
Hey, man.
Don't break that policy.
Don't break the wind or the policy.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Dave, what's one show that you're waiting to show your daughters? Like, not necessarily like a kitty show. Like, I just showed my kid season one of Gargoyles, and he's really hooked on it. I'm going to have to get the rest of the series.
I love Gargoyles.
Yeah. No, so, I mean, it's a very emotional thing for me when I show my daughter a movie that I loved, mm-hmm. like Aladdin.
Aladdin's good.
And she didn't like it. She wasn't into it. I'm like, there's a genie and a talking parrot. And a magic carpet ride. What is there not to love?
There's a whole new world, Dave.
It's a whole new...
She didn't like Jasmine?
No. She just wasn't into it.
Oh, no.
And I bought Beauty and the Beast the other day.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't like that either. She did turn the corner on Beauty and the Beast, though.
Did she? Yeah. She likes Belle now?
She likes Belle.
Was she scared of the Beast?
Not really. She was just kind of disinterested. And I'm like, there's a talking... candlestick and a
teacup.
There's the chip.
Angela Lansbury is in this.
Like I said, it's emotional for me. And at first, she wasn't into it. And then she was rewatching it with her grandma yesterday. And she was very much into it. And it was towards the end of the movie when, spoiler, he turns from a beast into a prince.
Yeah.
And she's like, what are you doing? What is he turning into? He's beautiful. And then she goes, I'm a princess, and starts spinning around the room. I'm like, you're so easily bought. A guy turns into a prince from a huge beast and has a castle, and now you want to be just like Belle.
I mean, he's got a job, got a house.
Does he have a job? He's got a kid.
Yeah, he's a prince. That's a job.
He's got
a carriage. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to critique your parenting style, Dave.
You son of a bitch.
But I'm going to.
Of course.
And this is why you messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why you have failed as a...
As a parent, as a person.
As a person.
An American.
As an American, a husband.
Yeah, as a
radio co-host.
Yeah, so...
You started off with 3D, like the Pixar, all that stuff, the Boss Babies, the Frozens. You start off with the stuff that's way too...
Secret Life of Pets, yeah.
Yeah, you got to start like in order and like slowly grow like to the 3D. You got to go in order.
Like start
because
with
you can't go backwards because... Even going back and watching Aladdin or The Lion King,
after coming back from Pixar movies,
you're like, this looks like somebody, you know, you got an elephant stoned and let him start painting on a canvas. That's what that looks like.
Do you start at this point. Snow White?
Yes.
And then Bambi? But Bambi's like really sad.
You could skip those.
Bambi is mortifying.
And Snow White's kind of creepy, too.
Kind of creepy, like everyone just walking up and kissing the sleeping chick. I don't know if I want to set the tone there either.
What's going on with these dwarves? Why are their noses all red? Yeah. What is happening here? How much have they been drinking?
Yeah, they've been hanging out with Oscar Goodman. What's going on here, man?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Have you ever witnessed someone walking out on their job? Yeah, we all see, like, the videos of people hopping on the intercom system saying they quit, and yeah, it's funny, but why does no one think about the employees that are stuck there covering their ass? Maybe Sharon has to leave work or has to leave her scheduled time to pick up her kid, but no, she has to cover your ass because you decided to quit.
Message deleted.
I don't know. I feel like if somebody stormed out of the radio station and quit, it would probably be some loser that didn't really need to be working here anyhow. And I'd be fine with it.
Flip a switch and then they'll be doing their job, which they'll do when they fire us here. They'll just flip a switch and music will magically play.
Yeah.
Huh. I will say, people who do make a spectacle when they leave, I do appreciate.
Yeah.
Because entertaining.
We've talked about this several times on the show. I netted the mood setter, who was
one of the most famous
radio personalities to ever quit midair, which I followed.
She was in the middle of her show. You followed her on social media?
I followed her on Twitter. She's not as active as she used to be.
No,
Is she still active at all?
Wasn't her last post like 2014 or something?
Like 2016.
2016, all right.
But I'm just waiting for the next mood setter to, like, you know, she's got something big planned. Do you have that audio by any chance, Ian?
Ian is frantically looking for the audio.
I am trying to find it right now.
Is it Inetta with an I or is it Anetta?
Just search Mood Setta.
Mood Setta.
Mood Setta. S-E-T-T-A.
She had a solid break when she was leaving.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, yeah, that was music. A thing.
Formatically,
yeah.
It was done very well. But much like this guy's talking about, watching people melt down and quit on social media, I love. I don't know. I just feel like, because that could be me at any point. Ian does have the audio, Dave.
All right. So this is a radio host that had just had enough.
I think it's Georgia or
it's Georgia, yeah.
Somewhere down there, yeah. You going to play that?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened? No. What happened?
I got a corrupt file.
Oh,
I got a corrupt file. Oh, no. It quit on me as well.
I quit this bitch.
I got that.
There we go.
That's what she said.
That was the end of her break, right?
There was 3 minutes leading up to.
I quit this bitch.
But she did it on air and has not yet landed another gig. Just yet. I'm sure it's coming.
When we were down in Houston doing our radio show down there, and mm-hmm. we knew that we were getting fired,
mm-hmm.
we made a conscious decision to share that information with the audience.
Felt it was only fair.
Yeah.
Because Dave's credit card, his card to get into the office was not work. It got shut down.
Card also was not working at that time.
Oh. That's inconvenient.
Yeah. So we knew we were getting fired, so we were like, we didn't do anything that drastic because we knew we wanted to come back to Las Vegas and continue our jobs. And if we did anything really stupid, the higher ups would probably be like,
yeah, we're good on those guys.
Yeah, screw those guys.
But Ian does have the audio of Inetta the Mood Setter and her quitting. Here we go.
It's Inetta the Mood Setter, and I told you I had a very important announcement, and here it is. I refuse to walk around and watch people on my job looking over my shoulder. People lying to me, people talking about me. It's ridiculous. It is sad. I can't take it. I'm not gonna take it. I don't have to take it. I'm not a dummy. I know how to find another job, but I refuse to walk around people. You can say what you want to say about me, and if you see me on the street, I'll let you know whatever you want to know. But I refuse. For the last 6 years, I made $6 an hour. That ain't nothing. I just got a raise after 6 years. I know I'm qualified, and after saying this, I don't care if I ever get another job in radio, period. It does not matter to me. But Inetta will not be setting the mood at BLX no more. I refuse to walk around with people that'll speak to you. Hey, Inetta, how you doing? But then as soon as you walk by that bitch, I will not do it to myself anymore. So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
On the big station.
On the big station. It's 93 WBLX, and it's actually, it serves Mobile and Lower Alabama as well as Pensacola, Florida.
Okay.
Are they still hiring?
It's been on the air since October of 1973, and I believe that's the only time they've had somebody quit on the air.
Oh, wow. Heritage station that they got going on there. The Mood Setta has currently 526 followers on Twitter. If you want to follow her, twitter.com/moodsetta.
She hasn't tweeted since when?
She retweeted somebody back in July of 2016.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Earmuffs. Can you hear my
microphone? Cover your ears.
Danny joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Danny? How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Good. So we've got 5 songs for you. They're all cover songs performed by amazing artists on the internet. They may sound a little bit different than the originals, but that's okay. It's just their own interpretation.
Yeah.
Or they're really bad at playing music and singing, whatever. You're just trying to figure out what 3 of these 5 are in order to be our winner today. I've got 30 seconds of each one of these songs, so let the full 30 seconds play out before you make your guess. If you get the artist and the song, you get a full point. If you just get one or the other, the artist or the song, we'll give you a half point, okay?
Okay.
All right, so this first one, I will give you a little bit of a hint. We will accept multiple potential answers as the correct answer for this first one. Here we go.
Okay.
She came into a hot moment, he doesn't bust anything on top of it.
Yeah!
She went and hit the table, he could see she was unable. So she ran to the bedroom, she was struck down, it was her bedroom. And are you okay? So are you okay?
Are you okay?
And are you okay?
Are you okay?
And are you okay?
that's enough there. I imagine that's what it sounds like if Alvin and the Chipmunks did a bunch of meth.
That or like when you're descending into hell.
Yeah, that's what's playing.
That's what's playing.
All right, Danny, over to you.
Annie, are you okay? Alien Ant Farm or Michael Jackson?
We'll give you half a point. We'll give you half a point.
Oh, is it the wrong name?
You got the band and the artist. That's not the name of the song.
You want Smooth Criminal?
There we go.
All right, Danny, full point.
Yeah, I couldn't remember.
When that first came on, I was like, I have no idea what this is. And then you kind of started to figure it out. But well done. You got a full point there. Here we go. On to number two. All right.
So I know Lit sings that, but I can't remember the name.
They had two songs. Two.
That's two songs?
5 seconds.
It's by Lit. I don't know.
All right. We'll give you half. You're right. It is by Lit. That is My Own Worst Enemy.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Here we go on to number three. You are actually doing very well, so you have a full point and a half after two. Here we go. That's too bad, because you can tell that there's actually a little bit of talent somewhere in there.
You have to, like, really
have to dig for it.
Yeah.
All right, Danny, what do you think?
I've heard it, but I don't know. I'm blank on this one.
That's all right.
That's a tough one. That was a tough one.
That's Alice in Chains and Wood.
Oh, Lane Staley.
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay.
You're still all right.
You're still very much alive, so we have two left. You have to get another point and a half between the two of them, okay?
All right.
Okay, here we go. Focus. One nation, a new media. It can hear the sounds of stereo. Subliminal mind of America. Walk to a new contention. Across the alien nation. That is a mental overlay. All right,
I am such a failure. I have no idea.
this was... boy.
Just got to get a half point here. You got to get a half point.
Can you hear it one more time?
I can play you a little bit more. Here we go.
Okay. All right. One nation, a new media. It can
hear the sounds of stereo. All right, we'll stop it there.
Yep. Sorry, guys.
I'm gonna
fail this one. I have no idea.
All right. No. Well,
can't we just, like, give her a hint? She's been doing good.
She's been doing well.
No.
Don't be an American idiot, okay? Like, get this one right.
Green Day.
There you go.
All right. We'll give you a half point.
All right. It all comes down to this. You have to get a full point on this one in order to be our winner, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
I took her out. It was a Friday night. I walk alone. Didn't get the feeling right. I started making out. And she took off my pants. But then I turned on the TV. And that's about the time she walked away. Nobody loves you when you're 20. And up the morning, you're like,
and scene, Danny for the win.
Blink-182, What's My Name?
There you go, you did it.
Yeah, I know.
She said, What's My Name Again?
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Close enough. It's What's My Age Again, but you win. It sounds like at the beginning that he's sitting in front of a slot machine that's paying out a bunch of quarters.
I win.
Is that what they're doing at the residency over at the Palms?
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's Top Stories.
Here's what's making news.
Mahoney, you're skeptical this is going to happen, but I think it will. Or at least I hope it will. Instagram says it's going to remove the fake likes and follows. I love this so much. It wants to fight the fake likes, follows, and comments by more actively removing them. Any fake likes and follows from accounts that use third-party services to get more engagement are going to be removed for violating the platform's community guidelines and terms of use, the company announced. It says it has built a program that is going to help to moderate which comments are real and which ones are not.
How are they going to get all those free trips around the world?
I'm so excited to see all of these fake influencers that are obviously just paying for their engagement. Like, how sad does your life have to be where you're doing that for a living? Just adding likes and comments to your own Facebook or Instagram or Twitter following, so that way people think you're more important than you actually are.
Self-esteem, maybe?
Like, I've met you.
Just boost your ego.
I know you don't have 75,000 people following you.
It's not even about
your boring-ass life.
If you're doing it for self-esteem, that's one thing. I don't even care about that. Okay. Knock yourself out. If you're doing it to swindle people out of, like you were saying, free rooms, free trips, advertisers that think that they are able to reach somebody because of your big platform.
Yeah.
And really, it's all just smoke and mirrors. Like, that's where I have a problem, because that's actively dishonest.
Yeah.
Like, if you're just doing it for a vanity play or because you understand that other people look at it and go, oh, well, you're important, so I'll give you an opportunity that you otherwise wouldn't
but
have had.
But even that is dishonest as well.
It's dishonest, but I don't feel like it's as bad as like just straight up stealing somebody's money, telling them that they're going to get reach on this big platform.
It's pretty close. It's just, seven different ways to skin a cat.
I guess by default, if you're going to like say, oh, it's to boost my ego versus you can get free trips.
If you're getting something out of it that you shouldn't get by creating a fake account or by creating fake interaction, that's when it's dishonest.
I don't believe that Instagram is going to be able to curtail this. It's basically what Instagram's entire business model outside of selling ads is predicated upon.
Yeah.
So I hope they do, because trust me, there's nothing worse than somebody who thinks they are a social media influencer.
Everybody is a social
it's
media
just
influencer nowadays.
Annoying. Everybody feels like what you're doing is the most important thing in the world, when here's the thing. Nothing matters.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. They just want to see your ass, or they want to see what you're eating. One or the other. Or combining the two. No,
what are you eating off of that ass?
Yes.
That thing is obviously not being utilized as a shelf when it clearly could be.
My ass could be a fantastic sushi platter that's not being monetized right now by the social media world.
Yes, but you got to get on that, man.
# ass platter.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. You into it? All right.
Ass platter.
Do you, so, is there a platter that you set on top of the ass?
Or are you like?
Kind of like think about like a reverse toilet seat. So you've got the center part for your butt.
Okay.
Right.
But maybe there's like a ledge around the outside, though.
Oh, I like that.
Where you can set it, so it's like your butt would be the centerpiece of the of that ass platter.
That's kind of cute.
You know how like when you go to a golf course and like at the driving range, you'll have a stack of golf balls.
Uh huh.
Oh. I was thinking kind of like that, like sushi rolls, like all just stacked up neatly, and it creates like a little volcano.
Okay.
Ass volcano.
See, I was thinking about like
good as ass platter, but
you lying on your stomach.
Not quite as good. Not quite as good.
And at some point, you could be like, I said gas bladder.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So my underwear gets like really dirty. I think it's because I'm too hairy. Like, what's the solution here? Because I'm sick of ruining underwear.
Message deleted.
Shut up. Stupid voice.
Jesus. Get a Brazilian, bro. That's what they're for. Clean that mess up.
Or just shower on a regular basis.
Or wear dark underwear.
something. There's a lot of workarounds to that particular problem that you're having right here.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. I got a dilemma. So I get paid this Friday, and I have a decision to make. Should I either buy something that's going to advance me a little bit in my field, not necessarily a whole lot, but maybe just a little bit more, or should I go out and splurge on Christmas gifts for my family?
Message deleted.
Screw your family. They have to love you. That's how it works with family.
Everybody's disappointed by the presents they get anyway.
Spend up for your, I mean, if it's going to really help with your, you know, career and get you places.
The right step forward. Yeah. And you know what? Just get them on the back end.
Yeah.
You know, spend the money now. You're putting in the investment, and they'll get nicer presents once you're making more money.
You'll find out who really appreciates you when you stiff them at Christmas time. And that way, whenever you're making all sorts of money from your much advanced career, mm-hmm. you'll decide who deserves the bevy of gifts that you'll have to give.
And can we just, as a family, we're all old now, for the most part.
Can we stop with the gifts, the forced gifts to family members?
Really?
The kids.
Oh, yeah.
The kids.
No. Oh, the kids.
You're not a kid anymore.
No,
so
I know, but like, I want to get a gift. I want to give people gifts.
No.
Okay, well, I'm not going to get you guys gifts.
Don't get us gifts.
I'm not going to get you gifts.
Don't.
No, you're off my Christmas list now.
I was kidding.
No, I'm going to...
No,
you're 30. You're too old to be
cross you guys
getting and giving gifts.
Dave and I, one of the reasons why we have been such good friends for as long as we had, many, many, many moons ago, we decided that we were not going to play this dumb game where we exchange gifts.
It's exhausting.
Guys are just curmudgeons.
We're not
like,
curmudgeons.
I want to give gifts.
Here's the thing.
I like to give my friends gifts.
I'm a grown-ass man. If I want something, I will go buy it.
That's great.
I don't even want gifts
from my wife. What if your wife got you like a surprise?
I don't want surprises. I don't like surprises.
If you
are such a Grinch.
I'm not a Grinch.
You are a Grinch.
If I want something, I'll go get it.
No.
Yes.
That's why shopping for people when they get older and they have jobs is much harder because
they have the things that they want.
Yeah. Or they need.
Yes. Certainly. And if there's something out there that I want but I haven't gotten it yet, it's because I've deemed it not that important.
Yep.
I'll just get it later
okay,
when I
so
have
let's
extra
say like,
cash.
Like, I don't know, your brother gave you a gift. Are you going to deny it?
No, I would take it, but I certainly wouldn't reciprocate.
No, you accept it and just give it gifts.
Which, by the way, that's never happened.
Yeah.
Oh. All
right. I've never gotten an unanswered gift. So when I realized I was done with the gift giving is when all the family would just end up exchanging gift cards for places like Best Buy. And you got to think, this is, you know, a handful of years ago now when Best Buy was like the spot, right?
Yeah.
So where you go buy your electronics before Amazon came along. But the exchange never worked out in my favor. So I would say, buy $500 worth of gift cards for my siblings and give them to them. And they would also give me gift cards, but I'd only get like $150 worth of gift cards to Best Buy. And I'm like,
this is
just a bad transaction.
So really, you're just like all pouty about giving gifts or getting gifts is because you're traumatized.
No, because I'm a grown-ass man that doesn't need...
Come on. I like giving
what
gifts.
What would you get me if you were going to get me a gift?
Gift card.
See? Stupid.
Gift card's not really
be
a gift.
Be grateful.
I'm not grateful for your dumb gift card
what if
to some restaurant
no
that
thought.
I don't want to go to.
No thought
what if
was
it's Starbucks?
Being...
All right, I'd like that.
Yeah.
No okay. thought is put 50. Into a gift card. And if you're not going to put any thought into a gift, just either give them money or don't do anything.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. And I'm not being like negative here. I'm just saying... Trying to save you time because I don't want to have to rack my brain of thinking of something. I've got a couple friends out there who are very creative, and they go above and beyond every year. But the problem is that they've been in this relationship for, you know, 5, 6, 7 years now,
and they have to keep one upping themselves
every year. Yeah. It takes it one step further, and that is no. See, for me, first year was a big bang, and every year has been
slowly
down.
Less and less. Very nice.
I'm cooking the frog, man.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
We all did carpool together to the station. Who do you think would always make you guys late? It has to be either Mahoney or Sylvia. Like, who would be the one to be anal about the time?
Message deleted.
Ian would be anal. Anal, yeah. Ian. That's what they call him.
That's what they do call me.
And
anal.
Anal.
Anal?
Really?
Anal.
That's
when you're surprised. Anal.
Anal.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.
glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
Been a rough couple of weeks for Frankie Muniz, the guy from Malcolm in the Middle. He came home and found that his house was flooded with 3 feet of water because his cat had accidentally turned on the faucet while he was away at his uncle's funeral.
Oh.
He added that his belongings are, quote, destroyed. I arrived home from my uncle's funeral to find 4 of my 5-story brownstone home under 3 feet of water. Everything I own destroyed. Every wall, piece of artwork, personal photos, furniture, all because my cat accidentally turned on a sink a few days ago while we were gone. He credited his girlfriend, who said that, who he said was strong and exactly what I needed for helping get through the series of events. But yeah, it's been a rough couple of weeks for old Frankie.
But the upside is that they're engaged now.
Oh, they are.
Yeah,
that's nice.
That is not an upside, especially after you've lost everything.
Try to see the positive.
Also, Mahoney is a newly engaged man. Maybe you should chill out with the hot takes of being engaged sucks.
No, I'm not saying that being engaged sucks. I'm saying he just lost everything.
Oh, okay.
Now you're gonna have to shell out a he's famous, so he can't go cheap on a ring.
Is he still famous?
Sure he is. Malcolm in the Middle's still in reruns.
But other than that, he had some movie with Hilary Duff.
He's like a race car driver now or something like that.
He's the host of Dancing with the Stars Juniors.
Okay.
That's cute. Okay.
There you go. Also, just another reason why cats are awful.
Mahoney.
You are going to have to
They're going to kill you or they're going to ruin all your stuff.
Ian on this one.
Mahoney, my cats love this show and they love you as well. And it hurts their feelings to have you say stuff like that. My cats would never do something like this. This is a one-off incident. There was an accident that unfortunately involved
total
a feeling.
Garbage. You're spreading more fake news
because everybody knows
that cats don't have feelings.
Do you think that Frankie Muniz's cat did this intentionally?
Yes, he did.
No more fake news.
You're gonna leave me at home while you're out gallivanting around at a funeral?
Mahoney, I know for a fact that Frankie Muniz suffers from memory loss, so I think that Frankie is just putting this onto his cat.
I don't believe that either.
How do you not believe that?
You know what I think that is?
What do you think that is?
I think that's just a way so he doesn't have to ever talk about Malcolm in the Middle ever again.
No, don't remember it.
It's a genius idea.
No more fake news, Farrah. It's now incorrect information, Ian.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'm
impressed with the alliteration right there.
All right.
Whatever.
Heather Locklear is also going through a little bit of a rough patch. She has been placed on psychiatric hold again after her therapist determined she was having another mental breakdown. So she's at her home on Sunday afternoon when her therapist and lawyer realized that she desperately needed help. Someone called 911. EMTs arrived, took her to the hospital. It's not known whether or not alcohol was involved this time, but no crime was committed, so she didn't attack anyone this time. The medical call was simply placed as a health precaution, and she, if you recall, was 5150 several months ago. Mm-hmm. And yeah, this is just, I feel bad for Heather Locklear. She's losing it, man.
You know, you hate to see anybody mentally break the way that she is, but it's good that there's at least a support system around her enough that they're going to try to get her the help that she needs.
Paris Hilton will not be walking down the aisle as planned. She's broken up with her latest fiance, Chris Zilka.
Who?
Remember there was a picture of her kissing the guy, like they were on the top of a mountain
wearing
their snow gear, and she was showing off her enormous, ridiculous diamond ring.
I think it was a multi-million dollar ring.
Huge.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess got called off a couple of weeks ago. They got engaged at the beginning of the year during that trip to Aspen after dating for about a year before that. This is her second engagement. She and they were going to tie the knot probably in the next year or so, but she was previously married back in 2005.
Was she? Was she married to Rick Solomon? Was she ever married?
She was just doing the married things with Rick Solomon.
I was going to say, out of all the guys that she dated, though, Rick Solomon, who would have thought that he would have been the catch out of all of them?
Yeah, Rick Solomon.
He's become a monster poker player overseas.
Hey, he plays a decent amount here in Las Vegas as well, like high stakes poker. He does well with that. But I think he also cashed in at the right time on the Bitcoin thing and then got a bunch of people all worked up about that and then cashed out at the right time.
Yeah, if you're wondering, if you would have bought into Bitcoin this time last year, it's around $20,000. If you're wondering what Bitcoin's price is, as of this morning, it is $4,642.
So you remember all those people on your Facebook that were telling you about the hot thing Bitcoin is?
Your grandma.
Yeah. When it gets to that point, it's no longer the hot thing. Everyone's just
buying into it. That's when all the marks are in.
Yes.
And then all the people, all the smart money, pushes out. Yeah, it hit $19,000 on December 17th, 2017. So if you would have let your
money... Not even a year ago. Not 11 even a, months ago, if, and it's just tanked.
If you would have left your money in there, you would have lost 75% of it.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty Laundry.
In this latest installment of Dirty Laundry, Ian went out to his favorite bar laundromat, talked to a couple of different people. One guy had it all seemingly together, right? Like he was looking pretty good, but yeah. He told you a story about one time how he got his ego checked. This other couple that comes in the second part of this didn't look like they necessarily had it all together.
No, they did not.
The dentistry was a little off.
Yeah, dentistry was a little off. I forgot to mention both of them were wearing sleeveless shirts.
Oh, hell okay. Yeah.
Like cut-off right. Sleeveless.
How dare not- you wow. Judge somebody who, you know, chooses to live a life free! Constraints like sleeves.
Sun's out, guns out, my friend.
Free of teeth.
And the first gentleman that we're going to talk to, or Ian's going to talk to, was wearing a bedazzled marijuana cap.
A bedazzled one.
Yeah. So
you can't get those at Lids.
It had all the sequins in there. It obviously, a lot of time and love put into that hat.
Yes, definitely.
So here we go. The latest installment of Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry.
All right. So currently I'm outside the bar laundromat. I've met a couple of friends, but I have one here in particular. I like your hat. It's got a bunch of pot leaves on it, and it says, what does it say on the side? High Life 420. I'm just looking for something you've never told anybody before. What do you got?
Man, I just got a funny story real quick for you. Like, okay, so I have been walking for miles all day, just running errands, and I didn't want to take the bus. So I take my shoes off to air them out, right? So I go get a beer, smoke a cigarette, I come back, they're gone, right? So I'm freaking out. So I run back to the liquor store, I get two black bags, I tie them around my shoe, right? No lie, I had to walk around with those for hours. That was just some embarrassing moment of mine because, you know, sometimes I got a pretty big ego and it got knocked down that day, you know? I got knocked down a little bit that day. I had to walk around with two black plastic bags around my shoes.
Now, why do you have a big ego?
I don't know. I'm just in tune with my star players sometimes, you know? And you got to be to stay on top of your own game and keep moving, you know? Keep moving forward.
Even if it's in plastic bags.
Exactly.
Dirty Laundry.
I have a couple. How are you guys?
Good.
You have a beautiful dog here. What's the dog's name?
Jojo Marie. She can count to 1, 2, 3 and p*** on tree better than me.
I told you guys a little bit. The segment's called Dirty Laundry. I'm just looking for something you've never told anybody before. Now, is there something you guys have been through together?
Yeah. A lot.
Lift the gear up.
Because we didn't pay our rent, I got hit with a wrench.
What?
Oh, no. Actually, we ain't had sex in about a week, so we walked down a bike path all the way out that way, and laid a blanket down and had sex right there up against the wall on the bike path, on a public bike path.
Now, did any families come by or anything?
We don't know. We heard people, but we just tried to act like they were not there and nobody saw us.
Oh, now that's love. Say you had another situation where there was a bike path, and you guys laid the blanket down, and someone came up and asked, hey, can I join the party?
Negatory, you can pay $10 to watch.
All right, now let's go back. You got hit with a wrench?
Yeah. Oh, no, the lady, we overheard someone confronted her about it, and she was, like, trying to take all of our Social Security. And when we told her no, she threatened her with a big old giant, like, 2-foot-long wrench, and it got all bad from there. Yeah. I had to snatch it out of her hand, and then her boyfriend came at me. I had to go at him and take care of him. And
Jojo Marie was there the entire time?
Yeah, yes. We took Jojo Marie and her and threw her over the wall, and we got safe.
So you're chucking your dog over the wall to avoid paying rent.
Yep.
Ian, were the sleeveless shirts they were wearing, were they gray?
Were they gray? No, actually. Okay. One was a little, one was camouflage. And the other was purple.
So it was just a walk. You just saw a pair of arms walking around?
Oh, yeah.
Who said that?
Well, that went rather well. Very, very open to talking with you. Yeah. That's not always how these episodes of Dirty Laundry go, though.
No.
And most of the time, they don't make the air if they don't go well, but this one's a little different.
It is a little different. Now, I just want to say, I do have a vast collection of interviews with people, and sometimes you're right, they don't go well, and that's exactly what happened here with this gentleman. I actually met him just not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, and he seemed really nice. He was at the bar, he was gambling, he was very outspoken, very eloquent in his speech, and altogether, he seemed like a very nice guy. So I asked him if he had any secrets, and he said, oh, well, of course I do. Let me just go grab a drink from the convenience store real quick. So I offered to buy it for him because I try my hardest. You know, and if anybody's doing laundry, I'll give him a couple of bucks to help him out. And in this case, I thought I'd buy him a drink. So we go to the convenience store, and I wind up buying him a Dr. Pepper, cream cheese, and raw turkey bacon.
Ah, interesting combination. Okay.
I'm just going with it because, again, he's very outspoken, and I'm very excited to get this interview.
How much did you spend on all that?
$7.
$7.
So he's eating the raw turkey bacon as I go and interview him. Now, again,
raw turkey bacon from the convenience store.
From the convenience store. Now, listen to his dirty laundry here. It is very skewed, and it sounds like I think he was peeking right as I was giving this interview. He might have dropped a tab of acid or something because this took a very strange turn.
Dirty laundry.
What's something you got, man?
The reason. And if you deny that you're that reason, then anything you say or do or move to convince me or alter my awareness, truth that you're the reason will just further reinforce the firm truth that you're the reason. Reason? Ian, reason, I reason.
What the hell is happening there?
Did you guys get that?
What?
Reasoning. Is that what he was trying to say? Was he trying to like combine reason and Ian together?
I don't, either that or I think he's choking on turkey bacon.
Was he mixing the cream cheese with the turkey bacon?
No. Thankfully, there was no cream cheese involved because in this interview because it was just raw turkey bacon.
Because if you had turkey bacon and cream cheese, the one thing that you are missing in that combination, you need some jalapenos because you can make some badass bacon wrapped jalapeno poppers if you got three of them.
Let me just play a little of this again.
Anything you say or do or move to convince me or alter my awareness, truth that you're the reason will just further reinforce the firm truth that you're the reason. Reason? Ian? Okay. Reason? I reason.
Yeah, he's definitely on drugs. Let me just one more time try it with one other thing here.
Okay.
Awareness, truth that you're the reason will just further reinforce the firm truth that you're the reason. Reason? Ian? Reason? I read.
That is awesome!
Oh my god! I get it now!
What? The reason is you, Ian! The reason is you!
Was that the lead singer of Hoobastank?
Dave Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
Alright, raise your hands if you've done it before. Who's done online shopping while drunk?
All of us, probably, right?
Sylvia, for sure you have.
Yeah.
Right?
I have.
All right.
Ian?
I find myself buying more quantity of stuff, not necessarily more different items when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I need three pairs of jeans.
The same kind?
Three pairs of the same jeans.
What I do is I usually go to my wish list. I have a private wish list on Amazon.
That you made for yourself?
Ooh. So when I was a cam girl, you know, I had it up. You know, if you want to treat your girl, check out my wish list.
Oh.
So whenever I have a few too many and I'm feeling myself.
You treat yourself?
I do treat myself to something that is on my wish. But it's always something like ridiculous. It's like a case of lemon heads or warheads or something like I really don't need.
Wait, did you buy that huge industrial sized box of fireballs when you were drunk?
Oh, yeah. I actually just bought another one.
Did you? You were drunk?
No, that was a sober purchase this time.
So a man in China ended up with a live pig, a peacock, and a giant salamander after he went online shopping while drunk over the 24-hour Singles Day shopping frenzy on Sunday. So Singles Day is a thing on Alibaba, which is over in China, which is, I guess, bigger than Black Friday and Cyber Monday combined. It's huge. This guy said that he was shopping for some things. And he bought, and I didn't know that you could buy this stuff online, but, you know, China's weird. He bought a Thai mini pig, cost him $40. A live blue peacock, that was $56 after added shipping fees, and a wild salamander that cost $41.
So wait, this guy was drunk, and he bought a peacock, a pig, and a big-ass lizard?
Yep.
What was he trying to do?
All for less than $130. Like, that seems like the sort of thing.
And online?
Yeah, like,
you can order animals online?
Can I just send a pig, a peacock, and a giant salamander to anyone that I want? Because if so,
surprise!
Guess what you're getting for Christmas, family? That's great.
Who's going to take care of the salamander?
What do peacocks eat?
Aww. Yeah.
Well, it's not peas.
Didinks.
I think it's just seeds.
I mean, I imagine they're vegetarians.
Seeds. Peacock seeds. Can't get one for under $100 in the States. Believe me, I looked.
Really?
Yeah, I wanted to get one for
Mahoney. Did you price that? What's the price of a peacock in America?
Peacocks are a-holes.
Peacocks range anywhere from like $100 to a couple grand.
Couple grand?
Well, depending on how, you know, flamboyant the feathers are.
I apologize.
He did it like he was a showgirl.
Yeah, that was flamboyant.
What if you get one with like janky feathers?
Yeah.
Is that like on?
Yeah, $75.
Okay.
So the incident happened on Sunday at the Red Deer Curling Classic in Red Deer, Alberta, Canada. And they kicked a foursome out of the curling classic.
Well, I mean, if you're doing it on the ice while people are trying to curl, yeah.
No, it's a foursome. There's four people on the team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand.
You're melting the ice with all that hot action, Ryan. He actually was one of the people in the foursome, and he was a member of the 2014 Olympic gold medal winning squad. So this is a pretty serious curler. He does this, you know, on the level where he's winning gold medals for it. Organizers fielded multiple complaints about the foursome's behavior, resulting in their ejection from the rink and ultimately the tournament. And as it turns out, they were all hammered. They were, quote, extremely drunk and breaking brooms and swearing. And it was just unacceptable behavior, said one of the officials.
They're only you must, you know, maintain the integrity of the sport when you're curling, Dave.
Get better brooms.
I feel like the only reason that you would curl is because you are drunk. I thought 90% of the time I'm watching the Olympics.
You're telling me that guy in the Olympics that had the mustache that looked like Andy Reid's brother wasn't hammered the whole time?
Get out of here.
You're kidding me.
He's got a flask hidden somewhere on him right now.
So an Indiana college has canceled their remaining the remainder of the football season, and also canceled it throughout all of 2019 as well. And they said, we're just done with football.
Was there like some big giant scandal that was going on?
No, they're just really bad at football. They have 53 consecutive losses.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they're thinking about maybe bringing football back in 2020, but only if the appropriate funding is guaranteed. Solid players have been recruited. And a, quote, highly qualified coach is hired. So, good luck with that, guys.
Did you see that they're going to be in the Review Journal today that they were talking about possibly canceling UNLV's football program as well?
It's not a terrible idea. That's a pretty bad program.
We're building a new stadium, though.
It's for the Raiders.
I mean, they're going to play there. They're going to play there.
Yeah, I know.
But I feel like canceling might be a little bit more. You know, we've won a couple games.
Would anyone really be upset if we canceled UNLV's football program?
No, well, now that we're getting the Raiders.
Yeah, I mean.
Is that going to like.
Who cares? We have the Golden Knights. I would be more excited to go to the 51s game at the new stadium in downtown Summerlin area than go see UNLV at Sam Boyd.
Do we just keep the UNLV basketball?
Yeah, basketball's fun.
Okay.
Basketball at least has some history of success. UNLV football has always stunk.
And you got to go to Sam Boyd Stadium.
Yeah.
But it's going to be at the new Raiders Stadium. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I feel like you're getting a little ahead of yourself by talking about canceling it before the stadium's even
Maybe
built.
We just cancel it for 2019.
Take a year off?
Do a rebuilding year. Yeah.
We're taking a sabbatical. It's like we're going over to Europe.
It's like when you're in college, you just take a year off, you know, and then you go back.
You got to focus on yourself.
So a woman in Chattanooga, Tennessee tried to stop a repo man from towing her car, and she got so angry that she started smashing his tow truck with a baseball bat.
Can't do that.
I've got some
audio. Oh, there's audio.
Oh, yes. Jesus.
Was that entire tow truck made out of glass?
No kidding.
Seriously.
Listen, I mean, like, she hit like it 90 times.
Right, like, how much glass is on this thing? I mean, that's amazing how much is breaking. But this company's like, man, I knew the glass tow trucks was a bad idea. Didn't think they'd see us coming if we were in glass repo trucks.
Also,
I like that guy who's like, if I tell her to calm down, she probably will.
No,
that's the best thing you do. Yeah.
If I give her a fourth,
hey. Oh, you right.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, here's today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I bought the other day,
uh-huh.
And she didn't like that either. She did turn the corner on. So there was some movies that we were talking about earlier, and Mahoney was talking. He was criticizing, insulting my parenting philosophy, the way that I do things with my daughter.
Yeah, you're horrible.
Didn't really have to double
shell
down
of a
on
human.
It, but
was
talking about the movies that I've introduced her to so far, and movies that were very special to me during my childhood, and she has rejected some of them, and it cut me deep. But there was a specific movie that when I first showed it to her, she was not into, and now she has come around.
She's turned the page.
She has turned the page, and that was important to me because I loved that movie when I was...
Now you can bond.
Yes. 702-791-1075. First person with the correct answer gets a $50 gift card for Aces and Ales. Great place to drink some beer, watch some football. I mean, no guarantees that any game the rest of the season is going to be as good as the one last night.
Probably not.
I mean, that was everything that was advertised and then some.
If that was a Super Bowl matchup...
That's arguably the Super Bowl matchup,
could
right?
Be.
I mean, the Saints obviously are part of the conversation, too, because they just dealt the Rams their first and only loss of the season. But
and the Patriots.
Yeah.
Patriots we'll in the playoffs.
We'll see what happens with the Patriots. They did not have a good showing last week.
That is true.
That was an awesome game last night.
So one of the best ever.
Let's see if we can find ourselves a winner here for that gift card to Aces and Ales. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Tim.
Hey, Tim, what's the correct answer?
Aladdin.
So Aladdin is one of the movies that we were talking about. Mm-hmm. That was the one that I showed her that she didn't like, but there was another movie that I showed her that originally she didn't like that now she is into.
Beauty and the Beast.
There you go.
Are you sure it's not just that she doesn't like watching it with you? Because you didn't watch it the second time with her as with Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you think
and that she really enjoyed it with Grandma.
It could be me. I think it's high time we get a paternity test around these parts.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills. Home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.